we've been expecting worse than we've actually received so far.
Dr. Michael Collins is the medical director of the Grand Traverse County Health Department. He's referring to data on the COVID infection rate in the county, which up to this point has remained extremely low, much lower than other counties its size. Grand Traverse County, like many counties, had a shortage of testing early on. Collins says when the outbreak began, they had to prioritize testing. That was one of the first issues to impact numbers.
Originally, the only people outside of healthcare workers who were being tested were those who were pretty seriously ill because they were at least requiring hospitalization.
Collins says there were probably many more cases than the official numbers showed, but they weren't able to be identified due to lack of testing. Grand Traverse is just one example where the data doesn't tell the whole story. In many areas of the state and country, there are testing limitations and procedures that complicate analysis.
That is probably the number one challenge of anyone tasked with analyzing data is verification. Do you have a clean data set?
Professor John Daniels is a member of the American Statistical Association and teaches statistics at CMU. He says it can be difficult to compare infection data. Different areas have different testing capacities and procedures. And Daniels says that's a problem when you try to compare numbers.
When you're collecting data and analyzing data, there needs to be consistencies in the process. If the processes are being done with the different counties are not consistent, then you run the risk of introducing bias into the data. And that's the biggest problem we face.
Daniels says researchers can try to fill in the blanks by looking at other metrics. Death rates, for example, he says, could be used in cases where testing availability is low. Grand Traverse County death rates are still lower than other similar counties, but they are closer to average than the case count. Of course, a lack of testing isn't the only factor that can cause statistical anomalies for coronavirus. Having a surge in testing availability or changing how testing is distributed can have a huge impact on numbers. Currently, Oceana County's new cases are on the rise, or so it seems. Janine Taylor is with the 10th District Health Department, which includes Oceana County. She says the numbers are up, but there's a reason.
Oceana County has a drive-through clinic that was opened up a few weeks ago, and it's available to anybody that wants to get tested. So I think that's why the numbers are going up in Oceana County, because more people are able to get tested and have been tested there.
Increased testing began last week and coincided with a sudden rise of cases. Taylor says it's not surprising to see cases rise since more people than ever are being tested.
They will test anybody that feels that they may have it, or if they have mild symptoms. They actually they don't even need a doctor's order at this point.
Oceana is one of few places in the state with testing like this, meaning now the area will be able to better track its cases of the virus. And the more testing becomes widespread, the closer Michigan will be to the consistency that statistician John Daniels said is so critical. And maybe it will become easier to analyze and compare data on coronavirus. Nick Westendorp, WCMU News.